Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. We're spending this hour looking at what it means to be part of a country. For many Americans, that's meant affordable insurance under the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. California leads the nation in Affordable Care Act enrollment, but there are still millions there who are uninsured. Many of these people are undocumented. They can buy private insurance, but they're specifically excluded from Obamacare. Reporter Lisa Morehouse visits a group trying to fill some of those gaps. Just a note, some people in this story will only be identified by their first names because of their immigration status.
Maria stands behind a table filled with containers of homemade food. There's oatmeal and salsa and fish for tacos.
Arroz y ensalada. Tamales.
She's selling the food to laborers heading out to work for the day, to jobs in agriculture, construction, or hospitality. They're members of Sonoma County's Grayton Day Labor Center, a hiring hub and advocacy and training group. Maria takes pains to cook healthy food, but she doesn't have health insurance herself.
Yo no tengo aseguranza porque soy un roble. No me enfermo, no.
I don't have health insurance because I don't get sick.
Yo no tengo aseguranza porque no me aceptan porque no tengo seguro.
No, I don't have insurance because they won't accept me because I don't have Social Security.
Maria is undocumented. Even though her kids have coverage through a special program, she can't qualify for the state's expanded Medicaid or sign up for insurance on the exchange.
Si hubo Obamacare, a mí no me ayudó en nada.
This new Obamacare hasn't helped my situation at all.
Maria is a single mom. She doesn't make much cleaning houses and selling food. When I ask what would happen if she got really sick, she laughs and holds up a little plastic container.
I'd pass a box around because I couldn't afford it. I wouldn't be able to pay for house expenses, like food, along with the cost of being sick.
She's not alone. At least a quarter of uninsured Californians are expected to be undocumented immigrants. That's up to 1 million people.
And that leaves a population very much vulnerable.
That's Jesus Guzman, an organizer with the Grayton Day Labor Center. He knows this issue personally because some of his uncles are undocumented. He says their diabetes went undiagnosed for too long because they didn't have insurance. For people like them, he says, preventative care makes the most sense.
It being very difficult to access some of these services and resources in the community, what we can do here is serve as a conduit between those organizations and the folks that need them. Being able to provide some of those resources has been really a big push for us.
A physician's assistant from a nearby clinic comes to the center once a week. The staff here offer trainings and heart-healthy practices, and they provide job skill and safety education. And because diabetes is a huge problem among Latinos, nutrition's another big push. Out of the back of a van, Morgan Smith unloads boxes heavy with lettuce, cabbage,
cauliflower, oranges, apples, sweet potatoes.
The Redwood Empire Food Bank brings produce here every month. Smith also distributes special boxes to people diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
This month, the box has things like brown rice, dried black beans, high-fiber cereal, a bunch of canned tuna and canned chicken. Everything's healthy carbohydrates, healthy fats, healthy proteins. So it's about 25 pounds of shelf-stable food that will hopefully help someone get through the month a little bit.
Smith is also a registered nurse. He and a colleague set up tables in the Grayton Day Labor Center parking lot and give people free diabetes screenings and prevention information. Maria and her sisters get in line, and she holds out her finger to get blood drawn for a test. Smith tells Maria her results are normal and then lets her know about two clinics near her home if she needs further care. Inside the center, Maria's sister Flor joins other members collecting produce. Like her sister, she's undocumented and uninsured. Flor knows what she'd do if she got insurance tomorrow.
I would go to the doctor, get a checkup, and get all of the tests that need to be done for myself and my entire family.
A while back, Her husband was injured in an accident.
Nos llegó un bill. Solamente fue un serrucho el dedo, como $10,000.
And the bill came. Oh my! He had only cut the tip of his finger off, and it cost $10,000.
She says eventually her husband's employer paid the bill, but only because her husband had worked for him for so long. Earlier this year, California State Senator Ricardo Lara proposed a bill that could help people like Maria and Flor. It would give undocumented Californians access to expanded Medicaid and a unique insurance exchange with state subsidies. But a program like that's expensive, and the bill's not expected to pass. Lara's staff says they'll be back with another proposal next year. For Latino USA, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Sonoma County, California.
Lisa Morehouse reported this story for the 2014 California Endowment Health Journalism Fellowship, a program of USC's Annenberg School for Journalism and Communication.